This is attorney Anthony Push with the Push & Win Law Firm. We get big results on even the most unlikely of cases. Give us a call today at 833-PUSH-WIN.
Or visit us online at pushwin.com. That's P-U-S-H-W-I-N.com.
We push, you win.
This is 104.1 KRBE. My name is Tyler Fry, and welcome in Benny Blanco. How you doing, sir?
What's up, man? How you doing?
It's been a busy past week or so. I'm sure a busy 2020, but especially the past week.
Yeah, man.
Coming off your Saturday Night Live performance with Justin Bieber. We'll get into that in just a minute, but you're quite a trifecta. You're a producer, you're a DJ, you're a songwriter. Is there any of those three that you're more proud of than the other, or do you just are you just a man of many talents?
Man, I'm nothing. I'm just a guy sitting here on a couch.
Just a guy sitting on a couch.
That's all I am, baby.
Hey, I think you're a little more than that, but I'll let you be humble. You've worked with some big names in this music industry. Ed Sheeran, Halsey, of course, your hit East Side was a smash. How do you build these relationships with these artists, and do you like to work with any of the other ones than another? Or
for me, it's just like I'm just not working with anyone that's not my friend. It's like, if I can't have you over for dinner or have you meet my mom or something, doesn't make sense for me. It's like, I just want to work with people that I can connect with, because you're essentially a therapist in the room. So when you're writing songs, so basically I have to have that connection and be able to just get deep with someone. And if I wanted to work with people I didn't like, then I'd have an office job, you know?
Right. Well, let's start with your new song Lonely with Justin Bieber. A lot of people are calling that performance on Saturday Night Live very emotional. I watched the behind the scene video of you making this, and I guess this is a very emotional song for Justin. You wrote it, Phineas and Justin. So what went into this song?
Man, it's just like, it's a crazy one. You know, it's a difficult song. You know, we wrote it before quarantine, and then, you know, the way that it worked was Justin was quarantined in Canada at the time. So he cut the vocal, not even with us. And then it's, you know, to see, you know, I've been working with Justin since 2009. So like to see where he's come from to where he's gone, it's like, it's just crazy. And it takes a lot of guts to put this song out. You know, it's like the whole time we were talking and he'd be like, should I do it? Should I not? And just like, it's hard. He said, he's like, you know, it's hard for me to listen to, you know, and you know, every time he sings it, you hear the lump in his throat, and you hear it's like you know, on Saturday Night Live, you know, I'm just a fan. So it's like, I'm up there and I'm hearing him do these runs that he didn't do in the real thing. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, don't look up. Like I'm just as happy as you guys are. And you know, for a song like this, if it can, like, if there's like one person in the middle of Texas or something, that's just like, oh, like, I can't believe Justin feels the same way I do. You know, I think it's just a win, you know, and it's just everyone, all these artists are so cookie cutter and like these pop artists, and they're like on their Instagram and they're like, here's my new song. Like, and like, Justin's just like, he's real, man. And this is like real, and it's honest, and it's scary. And he did it, you know, I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, you could definitely tell the kind of headspace he's in right now with the song Holy Out. And I guess he's getting, you know, these emotional feelings out in these songs. And I guess you're helping him do that as well with writing it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, everyone suppresses their feelings so much. I don't know why everyone does this, but it's like, we're all going through something and we're all going through shit. Right. And it's like, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to like go, especially now, you know, there's so much stuff on our minds, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the music video, and also an emotional thing. I feel like that's the key word in this whole interview so far. But on a lighter side, I saw the behind the scenes. You guys were playing ping pong. Did you beat Justin in ping pong?
Justin, we didn't finish our game, but he did beat my friend. Justin is one of those guys who's just like kind of amazing at everything. It's like really annoying. Like he's just like, he's just like amazing at everything he does. Like he's just like happens to be incredible at basketball, happens to be incredible at ping pong, at hockey, at like anything. He'll be like, you want to play chess? You want to do that? Like he can just do everything.
Right. And you're like, no, you're going to win. Get out of here.
I'm like, what are you bad at? That's what I want to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. So let's talk about more about you. Wikipedia, it's a strange thing. Some things are true, some things aren't. But they did say they have you down for 29 number one hits you've been a part of. Is that true? And did you know it's that high, if it's true?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know any of it. You're telling it all to me.
I was going
to
say that. I could definitely feel like that's true. You're very talented. You've been working with a lot of artists, a lot of songs. So we'll go with it. 29.
Yeah, sure. Sounds great to me.
Is there any song that you're super proud of writing or producing? Is there anything that one in particular song that sticks out to you?
It's funny. This is like a funny thing to say, but this song specifically is, I think, might be my favorite song I've ever been a part of, just because I think it's just moving. Like, you know, Lonely is just like, I've had so many artists hit me up and been like, man, I wish I had the balls to put this thing out, like a song like this. And it just moves me so much and made me cry. And it's just like to be able to do that for culture and movement forward and, you know, mental health awareness. And it's like, we're doing all this charitable stuff around the song. And it's like, it's just really cool. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's really raw, and that's good to see, especially here in 2020. Speaking of 2020, the pandemic, obviously, quarantine, what have you been doing besides making music? And let's take music out of it. What have you been doing besides that?
Man, it's like, I see all these people, you know, I'm on Instagram, and I see all these people going out and partying, and it's like, that, I'm not doing that. I'm staying inside. I don't, the only time I ever go outside is for a walk or like for work, and work, you know, we're getting tested so much. And it's like, it has been an interesting time, because it, you know, it makes you really take a look at like your friend group, and it's like, you can just narrow down, and it's like, you're weeding people out and stuff.
Right.
And it's been easy to do that. Like, so it's like, so you're like, oh, okay, I don't need to hang out with you post COVID. Oh, I don't need, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's very, you know, it's a time where you're looking yourself in the mirror and you're like, do I love this person? Is this the person I want to be? You know? And it's just, you know, it's a good learning lesson for everyone too.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because like, for me, I'm single. This is my apartment. So I'm a single bachelor. So I don't know if it's worse going through this alone. I do have a dog. She's sleeping, or being in a relationship and then being stuck with that person during this pandemic, like 24/7. Like, I don't really know what side to be on.
Yeah. There's two sides to all, you know, it's like grass is always greener for people. And it's like, and it's definitely like, no matter who you're with, not with, you got to be comfortable with yourself. And it's like, we all just got to stick together, like no matter what, because it's like, it's a tough time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So do they put like a strict protocol on you guys that you can't do anything?
Yeah. Every time. So basically anytime you enter the building, you get tested. And you know, we had to be tested before we even came, you know, from Los Angeles. And they take it very seriously. You know, anyone in the audience wears a mask and has been tested twice. And it was cool to see that, you know, to see right. People taking it seriously. And, you know, we all came back and, you know, knock on wood, none of us have COVID, you know, we all got tested and it's good. And now I'm back to my cave, not going out.
Hey, it looks comfy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm lounging.
It looks way more comfier than my couch back there.
Your couch looks great.
Thank you, Benny Blanco. Thank you for taking time out of your day. We're playing Lonely. Everybody's loving the song. It's like we've talked about. It's an emotional song. So thanks for producing that song, writing it, and making things happen. And we hope to hear more from you in the future.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Peace, man.